This is the Chrysalis Color Analysis Podcast. Your hosts are Christine Skaman of 12 Blueprints
and Jorun Harness of Nordic Simplicity.
We are color analysts and we talk about how color can help you love the way you look.
We aim for publishing a new episode roughly once a month, but the best way to make sure you don't miss out on an episode is to subscribe to Chrysalis Color Analysis on your preferred podcast app. Hello, everyone. Today, we welcome a guest that we've had before, Anna Lazarska of Perfect Mood Board in Poland. We actually had Anna as a guest in two episodes, 18 and 19, where Anna talked to us about styling and about image archetypes. Fascinating topics. So do look up those two episodes to listen or revisit if you already heard them the first time. We will have links to the episodes in the show notes. But today we welcome Anna to discuss makeup.
Hi, everyone. I met Anna 7 years ago in October 2016, I think, for training as a color analyst. I was living in London, Ontario. And I think you were in Boston at the time, Anna. And you started your online makeup store very soon after that, right?
Hello, everyone. Yes, when we met in Canada, I discovered 12 Blueprints makeup during my training. And I enjoyed the idea of having a kit tailored to a season to show clients how their color palette can be applied in real life. I saw how much benefit it brings to clients to try makeup colors from their season during a color analysis session. So with an analyst's help, not only can a client see what is possible, but also have products available to take home right away to support those new choices from day one. So this is why when I moved to Poland in spring of 2017, I decided to begin importing and selling 12 Blueprints makeup to my European clients.
Yes, Anna, you have a lovely, lovely website, which is in both English and Polish. I do appreciate the English one. And I've seen the makeup on there. And let's start with this question. Why do we need another makeup brand?
Thank you so much, Jorun. So first of all, I do not think that we need another makeup brand. We need a different brand, one that helps you navigate through endless options and make good choices. We have so many brands with thousands of shades and various formulations that you can choose from. So the great news is that product offering is already very broad, but this is also one of the reasons why it is more and more difficult to identify those that are right for you. And thanks to brands like 12 Blueprints or Perfect Mood Board, you can actually forget about 90% of the colors out there and consider just the 10% which is right for you. How? Well, the magical formula is the name of your season. The products are mapped to 12 seasons, so knowing your color type opens the door to easy makeup shopping.
I love this. So let me just clarify this. You or Christine, you're not actually making these products yourselves, but it's like you're curating the products that are produced in Canada and you pick product colors that are particularly suited to one season, right?
Yes, both our brands are made in Canada at the same manufacturing site. They have the same ingredients, same packaging, and many products have the same names simply because they are identical.
So, I know that it's been a bit of a bumpy road, Anna, and you've told me earlier that it wasn't all easy going. So do tell us what happened.
Oh, well, Brexit happened. At that time, I learned that regulations related to import of goods to the European Union changed and that the EU cosmetic regulations in general got much stricter. So the more Christine and I went to the details of these new requirements, their implications on colors availability on the European market, product category restrictions, branding, and all the associated fees, the clearer it was to us that the way we had operated for the past few years was simply no longer feasible in these new circumstances.
It sounds like an absolute bureaucratic nightmare.
It is complicated. EU registration is required, first of all, on the product category level, and then every single color or shade within the given category has to be approved separately as well. And this is the reason why the shade selection for the EU is limited, and some of the 12 blueprints favorites are no longer available here.
Anna, do you ship outside the EU?
I ship to most of the European Union countries, plus to a couple of neighboring countries like Norway and Switzerland. I do not ship to other continents or not to the UK because of taxation and different product registration rules.
So this is why you needed to find a solution specifically for the EU market for people to buy season-specific makeup. But forget the bureaucracy. Let's get on to the juicy stuff. What kind of products are available?
So for now, you can find three main product categories in the Perfect Mood Board store. These are blushers, lip glosses, and lipsticks.
Ooh, lipstick. What kinds of lipsticks? What types? How is the selection?
Within this category, we have products with matte, cream, high gloss, and pearl finish.
Sounds really nice. So how many do you have? Most importantly, are all 12 seasons covered?
Yes, I have cheek and lip products for all 12 seasons. And my goal is to have at least one blush and 3 to 5 lip products per color type. And by lip product, I mean a selection of lipsticks and lip glosses. There are still some minor tweaks on the way for some of the seasons. Like for example, at the moment, there's no lip gloss for dark winter and soft summer yet. And I'm working on a solution to close this gap in the near future. But on the other hand, some seasons, especially the softs, currently have even more than 5 lipsticks because there are more colors in their palettes available. And in their case, I'm going to continue to listen to the voices of my clients and observe what sells the most so that only the most favorite ones will be kept at some point.
Very interesting. Anna, why don't you walk us through the 12 seasons and the different lip colors and blush and tell us about the colors that are available.
Oh, sure, with pleasure, Yoram. So let me start with Bright Spring. We have a vivid fuchsia pink blush called Pumped Up, accompanied by 2 lipsticks, One Stop and Amp Up. One Stop is a beautiful clear orange, while Amp Up is a peculiar light pink in a full coverage formula on the cooler side of Bright Spring. Actually, one of my clients uses it for her perfect ombre lip, blending edges with another color, and it looks just gorgeous on her.
What is it that she blends it with, Anna?
Well, she uses a bright orange NYX lip liner. It's called Stay Stunning, which in combination with the pink of the lipstick creates this famous bold Bright Spring color contrast. Moving on to True Spring, where we have Blush Expert, which you may know from 12 blueprints, and 2 beautiful peachy lipsticks called Hello Peaches and Lippy. The first one is a bit brighter and more orange, while the second one is more subtle and it can be a great daytime option for springs.
Gosh, I'm kind of amazed by the idea of creating a warm to cool lip color gradient on the same face. Like you see these lipstick gradients where it's dark at the edge and then goes lighter and lighter and it makes a three-dimensional lip. But boy, you could do some very cool things with cool to warm gradients. You have different colors than I have, Anna.
Oh, yes, because of the European regulations we discussed at the beginning of our conversation, some of the 12 blueprints colors were discontinued here in Europe, and therefore I had to come up with alternatives to make sure that we still have makeup choices for clients in all 12 seasons. And speaking of Libby, this is also a good color a light spring can borrow from True Spring. There is also a shared light spring and light summer lipstick called Perky, and 3 light spring lip glosses. And I think it's worth mentioning here that for light seasons, Lip gloss is, in my opinion, a makeup must-have. With light pigment deposit and transparency, they're so becoming on women of these types. And lip glosses can be actually used either on their own or applied with a matte lipstick for a lighter, more sheer effect. And the three that I'm talking about are well known to the 12 Blueprints fans too. So these are Sorbet, Lulu, and Picnic. So Light Summer is next on our list. And here we have two lip glosses, which are Party Dress and Charmed, and one lipstick, Perky. Perky has a nice watermelon pink color, but it is opaque, so for some women, it may work better with Charmed lip gloss applied on top.
And how did you get along with True Summer, Anna? Asking for a friend.
The same as 12 Blueprints, I have Upgrade and Sweet Spot glosses, and many of my True Summer clients love them both. And there is also Blue Fuchsia, the blush that we have for this season.
You don't find Blue Fuchsia too wintry on its own? Because with my clients, we often mix it with Watered Silk and then it's perfect. But how do you find it on its own?
Well, it's a color that actually surprised me. I had expected it to be too bright indeed. Then I tried it on a few True Summers with some more natural contrast, and it was actually gorgeous.
Yeah, I've had the same feedback from other analysts, and I've often wondered if mixing it with translucent powder might make it a little bit more sheer or watercolor.
This is a brilliant tip, Christine. A translucent powder combined with a light hand, light application is really lovely for any summer. And all those blushers are so richly pigmented that just a little bit goes a really long way. And when it comes to True Summer lipsticks, Center Stage is still there, plus a couple of new medium dark pinks shared with Soft Summer. These are called Bella and Pink Power. They look very fresh on Soft Summer and are also good options for True Summer. Plus, there is one more new lipstick for True Summer. It's called Dark Side. It is an interesting color. Dark plum with some blue tones, definitely from the darker end of this palette, and definitely for summers with some more natural contrast to handle that level of darkness. And of course, you can mix it with a gloss or a lighter lipstick too. So then we have Soft Summer. Lots of choices here. I currently have 7 lipsticks, but as I mentioned earlier, no lip glosses yet. And the selection of lipstick starts with very light pink with some shimmer. Cover Shoot is the name. Then it goes through mid-tone pinks like Pink Power and Ponytail to darker options like Plumberry in a soft plummy red.
Wow. 7 lipsticks. That's a lot of choices. Lucky Soft Summers, eh? So what about blush for Soft Summer? I remember my Soft Summer clients really liking one that was called Playful. I think that's the one I had. It's really, really nice.
Oh, yes. I recognize that one. I have both blushers that Christine has. So both Cheeky and Playful are available at Perfect Mood Board too. And there are also 2 blushers for Soft Autumn, but they are both new. These are Ruffles and High Five. Both with a very gentle shimmer, but Ruffles is a bit cooler and darker.
And they're really beautiful. Ruffles especially, I've looked at and thought it was a beauty of a color.
And I must say, Soft Autumn also has the largest lipstick selection of all 12 seasons at the moment. So first of all, there are the 12 Blueprints bestsellers in Europe so far. So these are Rum Raisin and Gorgeous. And then you have a wide range of shades from light, barely there ones like See-Through, through various medium dark colors, Soft Salmon, Marsala, more brown ones like Prosper and Bye-Bye. And there are also 2 well-known lip glosses for Soft Autumn here, Love Again and Madrid. And I'm about to introduce a new lip gloss, Liberate, which replaces Spice Cake for True Autumn.
Yeah, that's a super nice. I have it as well. And I'm still waiting on product photography, but that one is coming here in North America too. It's lovely.
Indeed, this lip gloss has a very lovely color for true autumn, and it works well with the blush Orgasmic, which is a warm orange with golden shimmer. The blush color is very gentle, so it also makes a good highlight if you're looking for one. For a more intense effect, it can be mixed with Boutique, the blush which is shared by True Autumn with Dark Autumn. Also, True Autumn can use one of the 12 Blueprints favorites, Rum Raisin, for example, lipstick. And there are also a few new ones. The first one is Sahara, a nice brick red color. There are also Mentor, a lighter lipstick in Burnt Sienna, and Candid, a darker one in reddish brown.
So Anna, we know how good metallics are for autumns. Do the autumn lipsticks have that lovely metallic sheen, some of them?
So no, the lipsticks themselves are matte, but you can mix them with the gloss Liberate for this gorgeous metallic sheen that that you mentioned. So what's next? Dark Autumn. Both Boutique and Plum Princess blushers are there, and also Black Cherry lip gloss that you may know from 12 Blueprints. The lipsticks are new though. These are Unplugged and Womanizer. Unplugged is a medium dark chestnut brown, which reads very natural on the lips. A Womanizer, on the other hand, is a very nice dark wine red, which is a bit closer to Dark Winter. And speaking of Dark Winter, the new lipstick for the season is called Lavina. It is in a rich, dark cherry color. And according to my clients, it is considered one of the nicest Dark Winter colors I have ever tried. The other products may also be known to our listeners from 12 Blueprints collection. So these are Lucky 13 blush and the lipsticks Ruby Ruby, Russian, and Queenie. Well, moving on to True Winter, here we have the old favorites, Fast Track Blush, and two lip glosses, So Regal and Bijou. However, the lipsticks are all new shades. So first of all, two beautiful reds, Iconic and Vixen. And Vixen is the one I'm wearing in the featured image, if you want to have a look. Those lipsticks, they swatch very similar, but they have different formulas, so they do not look the same on the lips. In fact, as I noticed, Iconic turns a bit more purple than Vixen. And if you love 12 Blueprints Have Mercy lipsticks, you may also want to try Bar Crawl. It is a similar dark purple, but has a matte formula. Speaking of darkness, I think it's important to mention here that many winter lipsticks look very dark and brown in the tubes, but when smeared on paper or applied on lips, the colors are completely different. So, dear winters, when you scroll through the pictures in the online store or open your newly purchased lipstick, don't be scared. Just try it. And what else? There is one more true winter lipstick worth mentioning. This is Instant Vow. It is an interesting color, one of those light purples in the season palette, which at first may bring summer to mind when you look at it. And some summers tried it and they found it a bit too blue and too bright. For true winters, it's a good, more natural color, one they may even consider as the nude if it's just one coat applied. It can also be used to moderate other brighter products. And the last of our 12 seasons is Bright Winter. So we have a blush called Pump Up, Lip Gloss Juliet, and Lipsticks, Violet Cerise and Merlin. These are all the products that you already know from 12 Blueprints. But Bright Winter also got a few new shades. There are two bright fuchsias, Superstar and Swizzler. Plus, there is Joyride, a bit darker magenta. And the last one is called Respect. It's a very sweet, fresh, and vivid coral pink.
Sounds like a must-have. Anyway, let's talk about adapting colors and the flexibility between seasons. Do you have some practical advice for our listeners?
I remember when I started my color journey, I had about 10 winter lipsticks. And with time, I reduced the number to just three right now. I discovered how one can be applied in so many different ways, so there is no need to have so many anymore.
So do you blend colors at all?
No, I don't. I just use one color at a time, but depending on my mood and on the occasion, I use different application techniques to achieve different effects. So with or without lip liner, one coat or more, blotted or not, straight from the tube, applied with a brush or dab with a finger, all of this makes the same lipstick just look very different.
I really agree with that. One lipstick used in a lot of different ways, particularly because the pigments in some of these stronger reds can be so high, and just a stain with a little bit of gloss and all of a sudden it looks beautiful and natural and comfortable. I actually never use only one color. I always use two. I might make something a little bluer or lighter or sheerer or warmer. And I don't even stick to 12 Blueprints products. I like the lip shimmers from Burt's Bees. And so I use plum or rhubarb just to adjust a lip color a little bit, and but keep a sheerness or a lighter effect, because dark matte lipstick is something that Dark Winter has a lot of choice with in retail or in our lines, but it can be a lot for everyday wear.
Yes, and there is one more interesting dimension, flexibility between product categories. So for instance, using lipstick as a blush. I hear from my clients that Flippy makes a great blush for springs, where the color itself may be too near the skin tone for lips for some women of this type.
Yeah, I completely agree. Expert blush for true spring can be a little bit pale, but if you mix it with orgasmic wood, enrich the color really beautifully.
And what's more, some cosmetics have also a lot of flexibility when it comes to seasons they can be worn by. So dear listeners, when you browse through mine or Christine's online store and filter products by season, you will notice that a few of them are assigned to neighboring color types.
Yes, and also in addition, people's skin chemistry differs a lot regardless of season. One of my recent clients, we swatched her lipstick that she brought, you know, to the analysis. We swatched it on paper and the colors looked nice with a fan, as we do. But when I asked her to put it on her lips, and boy, that color turned orange on her. And it looked so different from what it looked on paper. And I think that has to do with chemistry, I guess. I can't explain it any other way.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of would have to be. Was it a bright color or was it a soft color?
It didn't look bright on paper, but when she put it on her lips, it was like plastic applied on top of her lips. It didn't blend in. And yeah. It turned very warm, it turned orange. And
yeah,
that was not in her season at all.
I often find the softer colors stay more true on people of this season. They kind of look like you would expect them to look. But boy, some of those intense reds, they'll work great on the first woman of the season, and then they turn to warm, exactly what you said. I had a chance to try Iconic on a bright winter a few days ago, and it looked really good. And to your point also, colors that you wear well in clothing from your palette, you just wouldn't wear in makeup. Whereas the eyeshadows, even the blush, you don't really need that many and they all look good on everybody in the season. But the lipstick is not that way. Maybe it's just the only cosmetic we put on pigmented skin. I don't know. And I also prefer natural face colors. When they get very intense, you got to kind of work with them, you know?
Yeah, especially with eyeshadows. I feel that eyeshadows, if they look like the natural shadows in your face, they're much better for you than to use the colors, which look great in clothing. Yeah. But anyway, new headline, lipstick draping. I would like to talk about that for a bit.
Oh, this can be so misleading. The popular belief is that if you try one from your season and it is not perfect, that it means that you are not the season, right? It actually doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't. I absolutely agree. So many people get discouraged and they give up just because they try a lipstick that's supposed to be iconic for their season.
Exactly. And imagine a woman who gets makeup which is already pre-assigned to a season, like Pro Blueprints or Perfect Mood Board. So she goes and buys it, she tries it, and if for some reason she doesn't like it, she questions her color type. She questions her season based on products which did not work for her. Then she goes trying makeup from many other seasons and often comes back to the original season in the end. But it is a few months and a couple of $100 later.
Yes, several $100 later, most likely. Anyway, so let's just repeat that. In case our opinion on this topic hasn't been made completely clear, you cannot drape with lipstick. You can't use lipstick as a guide to finding your season.
Yep. And I know you do style and line analysis for your clients as well. Do you find that happens with style as well? You know, winter is supposed to be dramatic, whatever the conventional thinking is. And then a woman has a very athletic or natural body type. And so she thinks, well, I can't be a winter because I don't. Does that happen? Do you find?
I hear about it less and less. I think people recognize that these are perhaps the old stereotypes that are perhaps not valid anymore. I don't encounter this perspective anymore among my clients.
Fair enough. Yeah, for me too, it was just sort of a memory, and I'm happy that it is nothing more than a memory, because as you said the last time you visited us, body type, image types completely different from colors. And I agree, there are no iconic lipsticks that work the same on everyone in any season. I just don't believe in that either.
Me neither. So for example, another example, I read that once upon a time, I read that Cherries in the Snow, the Revlon lipstick, was supposed to be the perfect go-to lipstick for any bright winter. But it looks so harsh and matte and dark on me. It just doesn't work. It doesn't mean I'm not a bright winter. It just means that Cherries in the Snow is not my perfect lipstick.
Mm-hmm. And the same with me and Mac Rebel, I'm afraid.
Yep. So tell us a little more about the formulas and the ingredients used in these products.
So I hear that many Mac clients are positively surprised with matte lipsticks. The long-wear matte formula is usually associated with dry and hard to apply lipsticks, but instead, these ones feel more satin, smooth and nourishing. They're easy to apply and comfortable to wear, and I think it's thanks to the addition of Prunus kernel oil.
Prunus kernel oil. Is that almond oil, I wonder? Anyway, a couple more questions now that we're onto the topic of formulas. I know a lot of our listeners will want to know if the products are cruelty-free. And then secondly, what about those who react to strong scent?
They are not tested on animals. They are hypoallergenic. Then they are fragrance-free, which means that no scent or perfume is added. And for anyone interested in the details, you can also check the ingredient list on the website, because the ingredient list can be found under every single product in the store. You can access them anytime.
Good. Well, what next then?
So as I mentioned earlier, there are currently three cosmetic categories available in the store for now. And as you might have guessed, I have been receiving many, many questions about eyeshadows. So I'm truly happy to announce that eyeshadow palettes are a work in progress and plan to be launched by the end of this year. And let me add a little spoiler alert. The majority of my clients requested lighter, more portable palettes they can carry in their purses. So due to popular demand, I'm going to introduce eyeshadow trios.
Well, super. And I guess on that happy note, our episode comes to a close. I'm so happy that Christine and Anna have done the sorting job of placing the different colors into seasons, and that Anna has found a way to offer them in the EU. And I look forward to referring my clients to your online store, Anna. We all know there's a need for it. So look up the Perfect Mood Board website. We'll put a link in the show notes.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
Thanks for being here, everyone. Bye-bye.